Hello guys, and today I'm going to be talking about editing for YouTube. Editing for YouTube is definitely a topic for a lot of people who are in the video industry. There's a couple of software I do recommend: Windows Movie Maker, SoundFlix, Shotcut. But a lot of these editors just don't fulfill what you need to do. They don't make sense. They're confusing, especially if you're transitioning from Movie Maker or iMovie. The best thing I can recommend for you guys who are editing on your phone is Movie Maker, Windows Movie Maker. It's free. Depending on what kind of phone you have, it's really good, really powerful, zooming in, music. And with the new screen recording feature, it makes a lot of things a lot easier. But there still is no good editing software that people can rely on, in my opinion. There's just not enough videos, and there's not enough things. And they recently discontinued Windows Movie Maker, which was such a light editor, but I could have lived off that. You know, it was perfect for me. It was perfect for what I did. But I just cannot and would not get the hang of it anymore. And that really stinks, but I just couldn't do it, you know? And it was definitely a struggle for me, because I could not find a good editing software. Right now, I think I'm going to have to transfer videos from my computer onto my phone to edit on there. But for all of you guys who are trying to find a good editing software, I don't know what to tell you. I recommend you guys find your own editing software to use. Do some research, do a lot of research. Have you guys ever heard of Filmora or Wondershare? Those are two very good softwares, but they have massive watermarks if you're doing the free version. So I think I'm backed up against a wall to the point where I might have to buy it for $50-$60, and I'm not sure if it's worth it, but the videos I have made with the free editing software, one of them I have uploaded, are very good. Remove that watermark, and you have something that's going to be pretty badass. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm not sure what you guys are going to do. Please talk to me on Twitter about what you think is a good idea, because I'm kind of backed up to a wall, I believe. But there's definitely a couple things you guys can do to work your way around this, I do believe. But, you know, you guys can do your own research. It's definitely a struggle for me using Windows Movie Maker and not having to use these big, powerful editing softwares that I'm probably never going to get the hang of. I guess I'm just going to have to keep trying, and then maybe I'll eventually get something. I just want something with a solid download, no watermark. You know, it's free to use. It actually doesn't rip you off, you know. You know, it's just very, 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 very challenging sometimes, I do believe. The things that I recommend you upload your stuff to, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are all very reliable things to upload content to. As well as that goes. And live streaming is also something to get into for you guys. And I definitely recommend you guys to do a little bit more research on your editing softwares. It's definitely very hard. If you're looking for audio editors, SoundCloud, I guess, is okay to upload audio to. I think you can edit on it. Bandicam editor does have a watermark in the beginning, but I believe it does go away. But it's not the same if you're looking for a decent timeline editor that you want to be able to get you to where you want to be for a long time. Yeah. The next part I want to get into is internet. But that's going to be for the next segment of this. And